Hi, thanks so much. We're here and we're delighted to be here for some good stuff. First, let me tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life. Covering all corners of agriculture from grain to gear, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
You know, just some things going on in small-town America, which Valentine happens to be. Just got done with the Valentine Marathon, of course, coming up. So we got some marathon running that goes on. Cherry County Fair and Rodeo coming up August 4th through the 10th. So that is right upon us here. The fly-in is part of that. Old Settlers Reunion, the last Saturday in Sparks. That's been going on, kind of a play days type event for about 138 years or something like that. So a lot of things to do, a lot of tradition right here. Stop and visit the museums and take in some of that local history. Find out more at visitvalentine.com. Kim, what do you have today?
I have a piece. It's called Aprons, and Rhonda Irwin sent this in. I don't think our kids know what an apron is. The principal use of Grandma's apron was to protect the dress underneath, but along with that, it served as a potholder for removing hot pans from the oven. It was wonderful for drying children's tears, and on occasion was even used for cleaning out dirty ears. From a chicken coop, the apron was used for carrying eggs, fussy chicks, and sometimes half-hatched eggs, to be finished in the warming oven. When company came, those aprons were ideal hiding places for shy kids. And when the weather was cold, Grandma wrapped it around her arms. Those big old aprons wiped many a perspiring brow bent over the hot wood stove. Chips and kindling wood were brought into the kitchen in that apron. From the garden, it carried all sorts of vegetables. After the peas had been shelled, it carried out the hulls. In the fall, the apron was used to bring in apples that had fallen from the trees. When unexpected company drove up the road, it was surprising how much furniture that old apron could dust in a matter of seconds. When dinner was ready, Grandma walked out onto the porch, waved her apron, and the men knew it was time to come in from the fields to dinner. It will be a long time before someone invents something that will replace that old-time apron that serves so many purposes. Remember, Grandma used to set her hot baked apple pies on the windowsill to cool. Now her granddaughters set theirs on the windowsill to thaw. Things have changed.
Well, they do change. Well, since the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is going on now, I thought maybe I better throw in a biker story for you today.
Oh, yeah.
So a biker is riding by the zoo when he sees a little girl leaning into the lion's cage. Suddenly, the lion grabs her by the cuff of her jacket and tries to pull her inside to eat her. Under the eyes of her screaming parents, the biker jumps off his bike, runs to the cage, and hits the lion square on the nose with a powerful punch. Whimpering from the pain, the lion jumps back, letting go of the girl, and the biker brings her to her terrified parents, who thank him endlessly. A reporter has seen the whole scene, and addressing the biker says, "Sir, this was the most gallant and brave thing that I've seen a man do in my whole life. Why, it was nothing, really. The lion was behind bars. I just saw this little kid in danger and acted as I felt it was right. Well, I'll make sure this won't go unnoticed. I'm a journalist, you know, and tomorrow's papers will have this on the first page. What motorcycle do you ride? A Harley Davidson." The journalist leaves. The following morning, the biker buys the paper to see if it indeed brings news of his actions. And on the first page, there it is. Headline, "Biker gang member assaults African immigrant and steals his lunch." Get a bad rap sometimes.
Yeah,
don't they?
No kidding. Kind of not really fair. Carve your name on hearts and not on marble. Charles Spurgeon said that. I expect to pass through life but once. If therefore there be any kindness I can show or any good thing I can do any fellow being, let me do it now, for I shall not pass this way again. A quote from William Penn. And from Daniel Webster from the dictionary, every man's life, liberty, and property are in danger when the legislature is in session.
Ooh, well, that's a good point, isn't it? Things haven't changed since Daniel Webster's
time. There you go. So,
if you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to us, kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.